You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jennifer Langosch. And look, Jen, a lot going on with this team. Here we go. Best record in the National League. They got the little scare from the Pirates right before the All-Star break. But news that before Tuesday's game, Stephen Piscotty's getting the call up, and it's not just to be a DH, apparently, against the White Sox.
No, I mean, obviously the timing, they're in Chicago for two games, so there will be that DH opportunity. But no, this is an opportunity for the Cardinals to see what Stephen Piscotty can add to the offense. I mean, it's been no secret that through the first half of the season, this is a team that continues to look for a little more traction offensively. You look particularly at the lack of production they've had from first base this year. You know, they've shoveled through a lot of guys since Matt Adams went down in May. You know, Mark Reynolds has gotten a good amount of playing time, Xavier Scruggs, most recently Dan Johnson. Now it's going to be Stephen Piscotty. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, with Stephen, this is a guy who was drafted in 2012 as a third baseman, and in 2013 converted to the outfield, and earlier this month started playing first base in games for AAA Memphis. So, you know, we'll have to see how capable he is defensively there. Again, though, I don't think that's really the concern for the Cardinals. As long as he can hold his own at the position, you know, certainly if his bat can do anything to spark this lineup a little bit more, that's what they're looking for. So, gives the Cardinals an option to fill in the outfield when needed, but I imagine that most of his opportunities, at least in the start, are going to come at first base.
Are you surprised at the move right now? Does the timing make sense to you? What did you make of it?
Yeah, no, it made sense. You know, the Cardinals are certainly looking for help at that position right now as the trade deadline nears, and I got the impression that they wanted to see if they could first address it internally, and if they're able to find an answer in Stephen Piscotty, then that sends, you know, it prevents them from having to go out and deal away players to try to find someone else externally. And there's not a ton of options out there right now in the trade market. With so many teams believing they're in contention for at least a wild card, it's tough to be a buyer in this market. So this gives the Cardinals a little bit of time again to see how capable he is at the position, to see what he can do offensively. You know, it's given Mark Reynolds almost 2 months now, and the production has been okay, but it just hasn't been up to where the Cardinals hoped it would be. So they're just shuffling through as many options as they can and hoping that at some point somebody's going to step up and run away with that job.
Okay, so, you know, and he may indeed do just that. They have certainly survived without a ton of production there just fine. What do you anticipate then would be the activities of the St. Louis Cardinals as we approach the trade deadline? Can you ballpark that, or can you get a sense for that, you know, without considering this Piscotty move, or does it all hinge on that?
You know, a lot of it does hinge on some things going on internally. I mean, it's very fluid. You look at kind of where this team was, I would say even a couple weeks ago, and I think you would have thought that probably starting pitching would have been a priority, not because their starting pitching has lacked. I mean, obviously this has been a team carried by its starting pitching, but, you know, with Jaime Garcia going down, with Marco Gonzalez having some injury issues, they were really one injury away from kind of having the lack of depth, you know, really magnified. Now, that being said, I think what we've seen from Tim Cooney this month has surprised a lot of people. Marco Gonzalez is getting healthy down in the minors, so he will be an option by the end of the month. And Jaime Garcia is also expected to be back on the mound before the end of the month. So, you know, all of a sudden starting pitching maybe doesn't look like such a deficiency as it did. But I think, you know, then in turn, you look at the offensive end, and really the easy place to add would be a first baseman. Or if you wanted to look at third base, Mark, you also have the opportunity to move Matt Carpenter across the diamond to play first base, which is a position he's very capable of handling. So I think they're going to kind of let this play out for the next 10 days or so and see how Stephen Piscotty does. And if he becomes a pretty attractive internal option, maybe they stand pat there. This is a team still looking for a left-handed bat off the bench. And I do think that they're also going to look for some bullpen help. I mean, again, the bullpen to this point has very much been a strength. But with Matt Belisle's kind of return, you know, pretty uncertain at this point, with some innings concerns, the workload concerns with Trevor Rosenthal, Seth Maness, Kevin Segrist, Mitch Harris also being on the DL. There is a little bit of a concern there that some of the relievers that have stayed healthy have been overworked and that some of the others are breaking down. So a left-handed bat off the bench, certainly a priority. I think a bullpen arm, wouldn't be surprised to see an add there. And then again, depending on how Stephen kind of performs here in this next week or so, will probably dictate whether or not the Cardinals go hard after a first or third baseman.
Wow, I mean, That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of moving parts for a team that is, what, 58-34. What about the All-Star break? You know how the timing of that can be so interesting for different teams, but here's a team in the Cardinals that, you know, nothing could seemingly upset them in that first half. They ran into a little bit of an issue there with the Pirates right before the break. Seems like that break may have fallen at exactly the right time for this team. Not that you figured them to need any breaks, but that might have been a good little break for them.
I absolutely think so. You look at not just that they lost those couple games in Pittsburgh, but how they lost them. I mean, gut-wrenching extra inning games, really wearing down, you know, a lot of facets of this team. So, you know, Matt Holliday was still out at that point. A lot of issues. Yeah, I don't think the break could have come at a better time. And really, you know, you also look at that break, it potentially stalled kind of the momentum that the Pirates built out of that series. And we see Pittsburgh comes back out of the All-Star break and gets swept by last-place Milwaukee. So, you know, it kind of stalled their momentum, and it gave the Cardinals a little bit of a chance to catch their breath. You know, I think the other thing for the Cardinals that was very important was just the opportunity to really build in a good amount of rest for both Michael Wacha and Carlos Martinez. And we've talked about this on our podcast for months, but you know, those two guys, Cardinals are not ready for them to pitch 200 innings this year, though if you look at what their workload has been thus far, that's the pace that they're on. So, you know, the fact that Michael Wacha will be pitching tonight basically on 2 weeks rest, you know, the Cardinals did have to use Carlos Martinez on Sunday with that 18-inning game, but he still was able to get 10-plus days of rest. You know, the rest that they were able to build in by using the All-Star break to really, you know, help those guys and help the Cardinals out down the road. I mean, the Cardinals certainly don't want a situation where they're having to shut down Wacha and or Martinez in September or October. So they're going to continue to manage that, but they were able to manage it really well with that break coming at a good time.
It's amazing. You know, again, some teams, you feel like they don't need any extra advantages or extra breaks. And this year, the Cardinals would be one of those handful of teams you'd say, you know, they got things under control. You give somebody else a break. But not only did the All-Star break come at that right time, give them some rest, enough rest that they were able to, you know, man up for that 18-inning game on Sunday. But then after an 18-inning game, they get the next day off. I mean, it's like, you know, those are gut punchers, those 18-inning games. And, you know, you tend to get one of those a year. And it's always really kind of a matter of, well, when does it fall, right? Does it completely annihilate you for a series? Do you get a day off the next day, as is the case here with the St. Louis Cardinals? They, you know, they caught a real break there. I mean, it's a tough loss, but they really caught a break with Monday being an off day, I think.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, because your bullpen, when it goes through a game like that, can really, you know, be put on life support for several days. And a lot of times there is kind of a many-day effect to that. But really, you look at the way they were able to navigate through that game. You know, Carlos Villanueva picked up a big load, and he might be a guy now, even 2 days removed from that, might be unavailable on the, you know, the Tuesday opener against the White Sox. Other than that, though, the rest of their bullpen arm should be fine, because really the other guy who was extended on Sunday was Carlos Martinez. Again, the Cardinals had hoped to give him a little bit more of a break, but he now won't be needed to pitch until the weekend, so he'll be able to get his normal rest as if he had kind of pitched Sunday as a start would have been for him. So, yeah, the Cardinals were certainly able to reset on the pitching end very, very well. So it was fortuitous timing on that part. And, you know, even offensively, there were some guys on Sunday that the Cardinals had hoped to give a break to. They weren't maybe able to get the break on Sunday, but they were able to get it on Monday. So you're right. Timing is everything. And for the Cardinals, it worked out very, very well that they had the day off immediately following.
Yeah, how about this, too? After these couple of games in Chicago, home for – is it 11 games? Am I reading that right? Is it an 11-game homestand?
Yep. Yeah, because they're making up the game against the Royals. Thursday was actually supposed to be an off day as well. That'll now be a makeup game against the Royals. And then you kind of look at that home schedule, and I believe it's the Reds, the Braves, and the Rockies. So, you know, when you look at the Cardinals looking for an opportunity to kind of take control of the Central again, those would seem to be some teams that they would look to beat up on. So certainly an opportunity there at Busch Stadium, where they've played exceptionally well all year.
Yeah, it's been that kind of season. Finally, though, Jen, we were talking about this a lot a couple of months ago, how there was really, really nothing to watch. They were just kind of steamrolling everybody, and it just seemed like, ho-hum, another day. I do feel like, even though they're still in control, maybe it's just getting past the All-Star break. Now the games really start to matter a little bit more. It's starting to feel more like a pennant race. I still feel like they're very much in control, but it's starting to get interesting. And this trade deadline is going to be fascinating. We'll see what Stephen Piscotty does with his call-up. But I feel like, Jen, at long last, you've paid your dues, and now your season starts. You're getting the real good stuff starting now.
Well, I think so. And, you know, the Pirates are just close enough right now and kind of pulls close enough to the Cardinals that it is seemingly more of a race. You know, we talked a month ago, and the Cardinals were leading by 9 games. It felt like they were going to run away with this, but certainly Pittsburgh has other things in mind. You're right. I think the trade deadline is going to be fascinating to see what this team does. You know, you really don't necessarily want to shake up a lot on a team that has had the major league, you know, major's best record now for over 2 months. So what do they do to kind of address some little deficiencies? How do they do it to not kind of ruin the mojo that they have? It will be very interesting to see how these next 2 weeks go.
Well, enjoy it, and we'll look forward to getting together here again soon and getting your insights.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
All right, there she goes. Jen Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.